This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, kicking off the show with some very bleak news. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Sadly, the second mass shooting in a week, and this time 10 people killed in a Boulder grocery store in a rampage where a shooter goes in and he opens fire. And once again, we hear the familiar stories of people who are in shock, people who are scrambling to hide, to get out of that store, who don't realize what's happening, others trying to help other people. I mean, that's the good part of this. That's the only good part of this. The police officer who died of those that were killed was a 51-year-old, Eric Talley, who's an 11-year veteran on the Boulder Police Force. He was responding to what happened at the grocery market when he was flat-out gunned down. You could see the police chief, who was choking back his tears, so emotional. And can you blame him? Outrage. And that's how so many people feel in Boulder and frankly in the rest of the country in watching this and seeing what happened again to so many innocent people who were in a grocery store. You know it. You've done it. You pull up. You got to get coffee. You got to get food. You run in. You run out. Or maybe you're shopping for other people, you're taking a longer time, doesn't matter, but it's a place where everybody, all ages, go, taking children, grandchildren, friends, etc. We get our grub here. So there were people, as it was right before 3 o'clock, in kind of a time where people were coming in and out, and there were so many that talked about feeling so fortunate that they happened to get out before the gunman came in and opened fire. And it's incredibly sad to hear again the stories of these people who were simply going to a store like you and I do and found themselves barely getting out alive, or people died and now their relatives throughout the rest of the day after 3 o'clock were getting phone calls once they could be identified that they weren't coming home. Somebody goes to a grocery store and they're not coming home. And I'll tell you what, they were all over this in Boulder because, I mean, they had this place surrounded. You had SWAT teams, helicopters, everything. Officers armed with tactical gear and rifles. Boom, they responded as quickly as they could get there. And that's why the one officer, unfortunately, was in the line of fire. But they surrounded this grocery store, and it's about 25 miles northwest of Denver. A friend of mine who's been on the show several times lives just a couple of miles away from that grocery store. In fact, we went by it a couple of times when I stayed there a few years ago, and I talked to her, and she was very, very shook up because she had plans to go to the store and went to another store, the same grocery store chain, just down the road where she was combining errands. And those are the kind of stories that people think about. They say to themselves, my God, that could have been me. So we feel certainly for anybody connected to any of the victims. And once again, just a sick, twisted thing that happened in this mass shooting. Motive, we don't know. At this point, it's something that is being investigated right now. At the top, I have to say something to our friends in Australia, because so many Australians, I feel privileged to bring their stories to you when we do Authors Corner. We talk to so many in Melbourne and Queensland and all over the country. I mean, you know, we've had them from every nook and cranny over there. And now you've got Australia facing the worst flooding that they've seen in decades. And we've talked to people from New South Wales. About 18,000 people from NSW were evacuated from their homes because of the severe flooding, and I was watching and looking at it, and I thought, my goodness, it looked like a scene double what we saw in Hurricane Katrina with, you know, the floods where you could barely see the tops of some of the houses, and so many things were buried in this water, and it's awful. And they fear that, you know, there's probably going to be about 54,000 or more people that could be displaced with this heavy rain that continues to fall, and it's supposed to continue to fall through Wednesday. And, you know, there's just an interesting thing in the difference of the United States and Australia that just kind of made me smile, and people are looking for something like that when you're in the middle of something horrible happening like this flood. You know how we have those yield signs or school crossing signs? They have roo signs. So I saw a couple of signs that had a kangaroo on it, and you could see it barely, you could see the kangaroo sticking up. But on the sign, because it's normally they would be telling you this is a street, watch out for kangaroos. So up to 38 parts of the state have been declared natural disaster areas. So, and as of Monday, no deaths were reported from the flooding. And of course, they're into Tuesday, going into Tuesday, but 15 inches of rain along the northern New South Wales coast during the past 7 days. And it's so interesting in another way because of how wicked Mother Nature can be, giving and taking with the weather conditions. They were battling drought, much like our Californians have dealt with. And then these catastrophic bushfires, and communities were just devastated by the bushfires. And now they're dealing with the floods. So, you know, first you get the fire and then you get the floods. And historically, they say it's the worst flooding since 1961, some of the worst that they have ever seen. Hey, coming up on this hour of the show, we will talk about the scene in Miami and, of course, COVID and what's happening there, because isn't it all about the pandemic and how you're handling it, how your family's faring economically, et cetera. And in the mailbag, always there's some of you that have the mask on, mask off debate, and then talking about the border and what's happening at the border and how horrific it is with these kids who are scrambling. You got kids that are 3 years old that have to appear in immigration court alone. Alone. I can't imagine being three. Think of being three, if you can even remember a handful of things about that, and you're having to be processed in immigration court. But this is the things that are happening because the number of unaccompanied minors at the border is multiplying daily. And the crossings every, you know, every 30 minutes or so, you're seeing more and more that, more and more of these kids that are coming over, and it's sad. And what ultimately happens to them, where you have too many of these holding places that are overflowing. And so the conditions, of course, aren't good. And then what do you do? And how do you reunite them with families? And what happens from there? It's the same problem that we've been talking about, I think, since I hit this microphone 15 years ago, just a different aspect of it. There's always, always some twist, some turn, something else that's going on. And this is particularly sad when you see the ages of these kids, 3 and 7 and 8, and lucky if they're teenagers, but too many of them are far too young to find themselves, I think, foisted into this situation thinking that they'll get across the border and it'll be that much better because of the new president. And there was a falsehood to all of that. All right, so businesses near the border are struggling with the shutdowns. We're struggling in all aspects of that. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Jack Frosten lost his mind!
Alright, Tom, get the plane.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. Just the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach and the radio.
Welcome to Miami, Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on all night on the beach and the radio.
I'm going to Miami.
Oh, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel it.
Miami, once again, it's not the place to be or party right now. Miami officials have extended a curfew and state of emergency into April. I talked about this the other day. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, I've been in that crowd before, but not a crowd like that. A calm crowd in a very beautiful area where you're having a dinner and walking around. This is not that Miami anymore. You had so many people that are partying and doing the holiday thing, and then you got the police that had to fire pepper balls into the crowd. And the Miami Beach City Commissioners are saying they're extending a curfew from Thursday through Sunday. I'll say it again. I've said it a couple times, from 8 o'clock at night to 6 a.m., and you got the kids saying, hey, this is no fun. Why do we come here? But they're not even really going into the bars. What they're doing is they are roaming the street. They're clogging the street up and jumping on cars and setting things on fire and doing, you know, crazy things. So it's not it's not as though they're overflowing from the bars, et cetera, which then you might say, oh, no, nobody's masking up or whatever. But that's the concern because it's so bad with all the variants there. That's the other part of this. And arresting 1,000 people, twice as many as they did last year during the same, you know, during spring break. And the curfews, they're talking about, hey, we got to have a curfew because what are we going to do? We cannot control these crowds. And, you know, that's why we, the pepper balls, that's why they had to use them several times, during the spring break season, because it's tactical. They just fire them at the ground in case you're curious. Like, are they just firing them right at the kids? Are they targets? They're firing them at the ground. That's what you do. And then it kind of emits this, doesn't kind of, it does, it emits this tear gas, and it forces people with a certain distance, within a certain distance, to move to avoid having their eyes irritated. So the Miami Beach police chief, a guy named Richard Clements, who's been there a while, told the local paper, the Miami Herald, that officers fired the projectiles because the crowd was surging toward them. And they felt unsafe, and they didn't know what to do. There was massive numbers of these kids, so they had to throw on the curfew, and so they have. And we'll see what comes out of Miami. The other side of this is, could it be that comes out of Miami, is people get on planes because so many of them are from other places, and then they spread the particular COVID that they may be carrying back with them. And, you know, we're still not through this to the other side. It feels like it. We're tired of it. People are getting vaccinated or they're not, and they're complaining or protesting or whatever. And the number to hit for herd immunity seems like a real possibility. You know, we get that. But you have the CDC director saying, look, these variants could spark another avoidable surge. When I hear the word avoidable surge, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the word surge. I'm sick of the virus. It has just wrecked people's lives, whether the worst, of course, losing someone, but economically, people having the rug pulled out from underneath them, struggling, floating along, trying to figure it out, trying to buoy themselves and their families, and it's very, very tough. And then there's the word that, you know, more people still are perishing from it. There's a guy named Eric Donato, who is the head booker and senior story editor at the Fox Business Network. He's in the broadcasting business. People knew him. I knew his name and met him once a very long time ago, but he worked for Fox for about 28 years. He joined them in 98 before leaving for just a short while to work at CNN and MSNBC. But anyway, he had worked primarily with Maria Bartiromo. So, he's this guy who was energetic, was in shape, you know, because people want to know that. Well, how did he get it? And, you know, they downplayed, I guess, the severity of the virus, but then they, you know, announced that had happened. And, you know, he's two sons and a family, et cetera. And Fox made sure in all aspects, whether it was the business side of it or the Fox property, just in general, the news side, that they've said that they take the precautions to protect employees. They're following the protocols. They're wearing masks. They're social distancing. They're doing that. So they put out a memo and said, you know, don't expect to return to work until after Labor Day. So taking it a step further and saying that, we're not doing that. They're not going to put people in that position. And sad. And he's just one of many, many, many stories of too many people who sadly have perished from this awful, awful virus that we're tired of talking about, tired of thinking about, tired of living in whatever bubbles that we live in. I always do give the number of people, and so in some places it has fallen off, while there are places where it has picked up. There's some areas that have fallen fallen off and the hospitalizations aren't up, and there are beds available and all of that. And that's, I guess, the good news in those areas. But overall in the United States, 543,000 people have died. That's the numbers from Johns Hopkins University. And the total cases, 29.9 million deaths overall, 2.7 million, and we're out of a worldwide total of cases of 124 million. So there you go. I mean, you know, those numbers are still strong. And of course, in other areas, the concern is in Europe is the horrible time they're having with their vaccine rollout and what's happening with the lockdowns, because once again, they're finding themselves in Europe in a situation where people are barely surviving. Sounds familiar, especially in the hospitality industry, et cetera. And it's pretty bad. Now, the other part of this story is how many of you will travel? How many of you will get on a plane and feel comfortable getting on a plane? The number of U.S. passengers screened has now topped 1.5 million. That happened on Sunday for the first time since March 2020. So air travel is kind of rebounding from the pandemic, which means people feel antsy or comfortable or whatever it might be, because we know that it was devastated. Airline passengers, it was down like 50% in 2020, but now more people getting vaccinated. Bookings are up. The TSA is saying that they screened 1.54 million people on Sunday. That's the highest single day since March, like 13th of 2020. And it's the 11th consecutive day screening volume exceeded 1 million per day. And now there is kind of this fear of, is this going to end up being a spreading situation? But that hasn't been the case. So if it is people who are traveling for the first time and they have the vaccine, then there you go. It is, again, somewhat a question mark as to what we know and what we don't know. And it's the same thing, you know, that we say over and over again, but there's not much more we can tell you other than what we know the numbers are, the conversations we've had with scientists and others who have talked about what has happened in distribution and what's happened with the number of people who have gotten COVID and the COVID long haulers too as well. Coming up, it's the mailbag. Yep. You can always send me your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least six people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting in a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King's Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 3 p.m. local time. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw at the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
Police say they have one suspect in custody who is currently hospitalized. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. And data from AstraZeneca's U.S. trials of its COVID vaccine shows that the shot is 79% effective against symptomatic cases of COVID and 100% effective against developing severe symptoms. The company says it will ask the FDA for an emergency use authorization in April, possibly adding a fourth option to an expanding supply of coronavirus vaccines. This is USA Radio News. The SNAP program is getting a funding boost from the COVID relief bill. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities continue to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors on the southern border.
U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space for some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. The Biden administration continues to block the media from seeing the facilities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to become the next Secretary of Labor by a 68-29 vote. This is USA Radio News.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, that's how we're all feeling, right? So, thanks for all the email. Constantly getting that virtual mail from all of you, day and night. Love it, love it, love it. I've said it many, many times. You can always bang on these digits, and we're going to start to take more callers, because a lot of you are saying, I tried to get through, I couldn't get through, I forgot, I was going to talk about this. So then you end up hitting me through the miracle of the internet. But Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And we're constantly with the mask on, mask off. It's like this unofficial poll that keeps giving. I mean, it's crazy. You're still talking about this a year later. But sure enough, we are. 855-266-5283. Because there are people that are saying, no, I'm not going to do the mask thing. And we do live in the United States of America where you can enjoy freedoms, right? But here's what I say. Help your fellow man. This was my take right from the very beginning. And listen, the president, the former president, he said the same thing. Eventually, he was saying the similar thing, which he is saying, by the way, about the shot. He's said it now five times about taking the shot. So Trump is saying it, Biden is saying it, other people are saying it. But again, we live in the United States of America. You have the freedom of choice, I think we hit that herd immunity because there's too many people that want the shot. All it takes is someone around the neighborhood, some teacher, somebody they were close to getting COVID. Ask Julia Letlow how she feels about masking up and social distancing. She makes history in Louisiana's 5th district in that special election. She's filling the seat. You know, she's a new congresswoman that her husband was elected to. He, shockingly, at a very young age, died of COVID. Not even 45 years old. So it's interesting because Mac says, hey, this is Mac from New Orleans. I think you have a couple of people that are stealing my name. But Kate, thanks for the shout out to our fair city. And thanks to shout out for saying that the people in the great state of Louisiana were so smart to elect Julia Letlow. And I think she will serve us well. I think she will pay attention to the interests of Louisianans when she is there in Washington, D.C. She saw what her husband did. She put in a lot of work with him, and I think she was the perfect person to step in, and very tough to see what happened with her husband, Luke. Yeah, I mean, he died back in December when he was diagnosed, so he was never able to hold the office at all. And a lot of prominent Republicans really rallied behind her when she announced her campaign for that open seat. I mean, all kinds of people. You had Scalise, of course, who helped her. You had, or endorsed her. You had Kevin McCarthy, House Republican leader, etc. There were a lot of people did. And the thing about her is she was a university administrator, right? And it's interesting because she wrote a doctoral dissertation, because you have to do this dissertation, of course, if you don't know, but that's what you have to do. And she wrote it on grief. And it just, she just jumped in mid-January after the governor called a special election to replace her husband. So she had, knew the campaign team. She far outraised her opponents. And, you know, she was there so often with Luke that I think that when you talk about someone that could be plugged in, I think this was the right person for, I really do. I really think she is the right person from everything I've read about her stances and things that she's done, etc. I think she was the right person to step into that role. Okay, so we move on to this one. This one is from Joseph, who says, shocking, but not shocking, Kate, what happened at that supermarket in Boulder. So sad to see those people that were filled with tears and falling over and probably realized that they barely escaped with their life, and then those that had to go in and see how many people were killed. In the beginning of it, I don't know if you were watching any of the coverage, it was very vague as to were people killed, you know, what happened inside the store, and then the alleged shooter suddenly was cuffed and was hauled out, and still it took a long time for any notification, I guess, that 10 people in fact were killed in the shooting. Yeah, so awful, Joe. You know, 10 people. You think last week, what, 8 people in the spa thing? Now you got 10 in this supermarket deal. But especially the supermarket in the sense of, it's a place you go. It's like when you hear about church shootings. It's, you know, should there be school shootings, church shootings? There shouldn't be any of that, of course. And then supermarket. Go to the supermarket, run and grab some things, and you can't help it, but your mind, if you're one of those people, switches off and on to, that could have been me. I don't know. That could have been me because I just was there, or I was on my way, or I just left, or whatever. So sad for all the victims and their families, no question. All right, let's go to this one. This is a good one. This is a kind of a sports note. It is a sports note. This is from Sydney, who says, Katie, Kate, I know that you pay attention to sports, having done sports, and you do Man Cave and all that sort of stuff. Elgin Baylor, what would you say he would rank as far as a player in his era? Would you put him in a top 10? It's absolutely. You know why? Because he was a prolific scorer. I had a conversation with Elgin Baylor, and I was scrambling for, you know, I was like a young reporter. I was scrambling for information because I didn't know who he was. And he knew I didn't know who he was, and he was so nice. Only two men in NBA history, Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain, averaged more points a game than Elgin Baylor. In fact, he once held the single-game regular season scoring record with 71 points. And why are we talking about Baylor, Elgin Baylor, is because he died from natural causes on Monday. He was 86 years old. He played for the Lakers for 14 seasons, and he was an All-Star 11 times. I mean, he was a superstar in his era. He was one of the great eras of Laker basketball, and he was a great college player. He played at Seattle University in the late 50s, and he, you know, here we are in March Madness, and he led the team to the NCAA championship game, and you know, he's definitely legendary. In his era, no question, he would be right at the top, absolutely. Okay, here's another one from Michael, who says, you know, Kate, I look at what's happening in the U.S. and I'm thinking that, yes, I mean, look, there's good, there's evil, we know it, there's people that are thoughtful, thoughtless, I mean, we could go through the list, right? And there's people that are maniacs and out of their minds and take revenge on people who have nothing to do with them. We see what happened in Boulder, then we look what happened in Atlanta, and ultimately, when people go out, and you've had people on your show talking about this, I think now you have to look at security. How secure are you where you're going? Where are the exits? Looking at people around you, trying to kind of not stereotype necessarily, but just look around for the safety of you or your family because of some of the things that we have seen in the last couple of decades. Better to be armed with facts of escape routes and that kind of thing than to be left in a situation where you have no idea how to get out of a horrible situation. Well, here's the problem with that, though. When you go to the supermarket, now, I mean, really, when you go to the supermarket, is that what you're thinking? I mean, now maybe people are. It's wide open, and we saw what happened there. It's not what I was thinking before. I was thinking how horrific it's been. Universities and especially churches, too, same thing. Schools, elementary schools, but and places of employment. And that was a place of employment, so... Yeah, it's just, there's just no words. There's no good words for it. I mean, this guy was the alleged shooter. He was obviously, whatever the motive was, there is no motive. There's no nothing that fits the bill for the heinous act. And it's horrible because you can't, once someone's gone, that's it. You know, that there is no replacing. It's done. It's gone. They're gone. And it's just about memories. After that, and this was unnecessary. Of course it was unnecessary. It did not have to happen. Should not have happened, I guess, is the best way to say that. All right, let's see if we can get some more in. Here's one, a new one. This one is from Donna, who's listening to us in Connecticut. And Donna says, yo, Kate. I like the yo. Yo, Kate. What do you make of what's happening in the movie world? Do you think more people are going to go back to movie theaters? I just had this discussion with somebody I know. I have heard a few of your, what you call cheap movie reviews, and I like them. And I know you are a movie escapist. You like to go and see movies. And that's something I think that you've mentioned that you've done in the past a lot. And you certainly have had some actors on, etc. But now that we can stream everything and we're binging, do you think people will go back to movie theaters? Well, it's funny you should say that. I've gone back to the movies, and I've seen some interesting movies, including The Courier with Mr. Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch is very, very good. It feels safe. It's sprayed down. There's hardly any people in there. I think that they do a lot to take those precautions and protocols. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Big announcements here on the show. Big announcement to the already our live studio audience. They're so excited about it. They couldn't wait, and I can't blame them. I was very excited to find out today that the show is in Clinton, Davenport, LeClaire, Savannah, in those markets on a great station, KROS, 1340 AM. It's also being simulcast on 105.9 FM. So shout out to you, Paul Clark, the PD of that station. I looked at it. I was looking at their website today. They have a great website, and I saw some familiar faces of some of my other friends in broadcasting that the station carries. So anytime I can be on in the great state of Iowa, and then it spills into Illinois too. Well, you know what? That's a very, very good thing. And speaking of Iowa, unfortunately, sadly for Iowa, the jig is up. And you know what? In my bracket, I did have Iowa. Sorry, because we have people listening in Oregon. I did have Iowa beating Oregon narrowly. Like, I thought it would be a really close game. But Oregon knocked off Iowa. So a 7-2. Oregon's 7. The Ducks were 7. 95-80. I've been watching some of this college hoop. My pick to win the whole thing, Gonzaga. Yep, and it is Gonzaga, by the way, because there's a big debate about, is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga? They're the Zags. It's Gonzaga. But don't feel too badly, my friends in Iowa, because my Ohio University Bobcats, with the Cinderella run of one team when they knocked off Virginia, who had won a national title, they lost to Creighton. Oh, and they lost badly. 72-58 was the final score in that one. One of their leading scorers just, he had such a cold hand. And Creighton was incredible. It was, they just did everything right. But there's a player named Vander Plas, and he had a shoe blowout. I mean, his shoe just flew apart. It was the craziest thing. I'm lucky he wasn't hurt. But so immediately they got to go and reach for two mismatched shoes, because, you know, the size that these guys wear. And even if they have a ton of shoes, right? Got to look for it. All right, I'm going to throw a few others out because our pals in Louisiana might not be too happy either, although they made a good run at it, especially in the first half of that game. There was a one-point difference between Michigan and LSU. When they went at the half, Michigan was leading by 43-42. But in the end, they win this one, a tight one, 86-78. Yeah, just a little March Madness. I thought I would throw it in. All right, as we kind of jump around here and look at things that, I mean, things that will make you smile, right? Because certainly we opened up with some heavy stuff, terrible things that we're looking at in Boulder. And that's real, and that's in real time, and that's what's going on. And I like to say that this show is about whatever your opinion is, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, no labels, whatever it is. It's what's happening, what's going on, what's the pulse out there right now. And you can bet that a lot of conversation about supermarkets and, wow, now it's in the supermarket. Who was this guy? Why did this happen? And a cop gets killed, and shoppers are scrambling, you know, trying to fight for their lives. And then the pandemic and what's happening with vaccines and older people and people in your life that are older and getting them on lists and or not getting them, feeling that they're unsafe and feeling like you're better off not to have them and your neighborhood hasn't been hit as hard, and all of those in-between stories that just keep falling down to the earth when it comes to COVID. But I'm going to give you some good news. You want some good news? How about this? If you have a 401k, which lots of people do, stocks have soared 75% in the last 12 months. Yeah. It's true. I mean, and we've talked numbers and we've talked about stock here on this show and talked about diversifying, and I'm not a stock broker. I'm not giving you stock tips. I've talked about that I worked for CBS, and once I didn't, I had to figure it out and I had to do what I could. And the other, which is the Hubs, he was big into finance and paying attention to what people were investing in and whatnot. But anyway, the point of that is not to tell you about me, to tell you about the fact that it was 1 year ago that there was this horrible, you know, falling free fall for the stock market, and then it ended. Poof. And then all of a sudden, people are forgetting this. It's been a great run. And it really has been. When you say that number, 76.1% surge for the S&P 500, I mean, those are record highs. It's like one of the best that we've seen. And so what is that? I mean, two bull markets in one, kind of. And watching what's going on, I think, with tech stocks, right? And seeing how they're soaring and what's soaring there. And now you're starting to see that people are tapping into things because of this whole Robinhood trading app that's popular with lots of newbie investors, and the increase in the percentage of deposits of 1,200 or 2,400, that kind of stuff, after the checks were sent out is so fascinating, isn't it? Because new people are coming to embrace the idea that, hey, maybe I'm young enough and I could grow it. This could be one area where I could grow it and figure this whole thing out. And like I said, and for people who have 401ks, and that's a whole timing thing, you know, that's good. And somebody asked me the other day, when is the when is the time when you cannot jump into the stock market? And the answer is no. You school yourself in what's happening, and there is no, this is never a good time. It's like any kind of investment. What do you have? What are you weighing? What's the debt? You know, that whole thing. And again, I am not a stockbroker, so I'm going to step out of this one and leave it there, that there are plenty of ways and places you can go to find out more, but it's great that we've had this run. Speaking of having that run, now there is a push for more money to flow out of D.C., and the Mo money, the proposal anyway, is as much as $3 trillion on a massive infrastructure plan, which, if that happens, it leads probably to higher taxes on corporations and the highest income Americans. So if you're making $400,000, which now that seems to be the number, I mean, how many times have we heard that from Biden? $400,000. If you're making more than $400,000, they're going to be taxed. $400,000, that tax is going up. Well, I saw a story in the New York Times. They're saying that Biden's advisors are expected to unveil this proposal, which follows months of deliberating and talking to congressional leaders and figuring it out and splitting the economic agenda. And that's about $3 trillion. And the $3 trillion is, a lot of that is, again, infrastructure. Looking at bridges and communities that are crumbling, things that are crumbling that have to be rebuilt, and meaning those jobs would lead to more people being put to work in those arenas, right? So it's interesting that it was split. Because the first one didn't win any Republican applause or any Republicans jumping on it. And on this one, now you're talking $3 trillion. So I'm just wondering, what kind of a reception do you think that will hold? And then, of course, I think the thing that really has to be the focus is what's going on with the kids that are the unaccompanied, migrants that are being held, that how it's spiked to crazy numbers. Places that can hold children for supposedly up to 73 hours, now they've been, there 10, 13, 14 days. The Department of Homeland Security is showing that 3,300 children have been held in custody longer than the 73-hour limit. A big chunk of them more than 5 days, and just under 1,000 more than 10 days. And another 185 have been held in Border Patrol custody for more than 10 days. Not a good situation. Now, at some point, this is what's being said, is that the president is going to visit the southwest border. But I think the message has to be clear to anyone who's looking to come to the United States that you got to apply before entering, or this situation is going to get so much worse. Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.